Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. We're going to be talking about parables of Jesus from Matthew 13. And if you've been with us the last couple of weeks, we've already taught about and discussed a couple of the parables. But here are some great ones coming up here, starting in verse 44. And so if you have your Bible there, it's Matthew 13, verse 44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid. And for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet that was cast into the sea and gathered some of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to the shore, and they sat down, and they gathered the good into vessels, but they threw the bad away. And so it will be at the end of the age, the angels will come forth, separate the wicked from among the just, and cast them into the furnace of fire, and there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And so the Lord speaks about the blessings of finding the kingdom. He talks about the joy of finding the kingdom. He says when a man finds a hidden treasure in a field, that he hides it, and then over the joy, or because of the joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. And so the Lord has spoken to me at times past about buying the field, about giving up for the kingdom of God. And I challenge you, beloved, I challenge you this day to give up for the kingdom of God, to let go of what you have, to let go of some of the things you have, and to give up your life and give up your possessions and give up your treasure and seek the Lord and seek his field and seek his treasure. And if you do that, you will be fulfilled in ways beyond anything that you can think or imagine. Jesus said in Matthew 16, verse 24, he said to the disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." And so there's the prescription for the ultimate fulfillment on this earth. There's the prescription for the ultimate joy here on this earth, and that is that you have to voluntarily lay down your own life. You have to voluntarily lay down your plans for your life and your selfish desires for your life, and you lay those down and you deny yourself and you deny the plans that you have for yourself, and you pick up your cross. And just as Jesus did, he had to lay down his own life, he had to lay down his own desires for his life, and he picked up his cross and he carried it to the top of Golgotha, and he carried it and he was crucified on that cross, and he ultimately laid down his life for every single man, woman, and child on this earth, not only for that generation and that time, but in the days forward to this day, this very day when you're listening to this radio broadcast. Jesus has laid down his life for you. He has shed his precious blood for you. That 2,000 years after the fact, you are covered by the blood of Jesus. You are set free by the blood of Jesus. You have salvation in the blood of Jesus. And it all happened, it all came about because Jesus laid down his life. He denied himself and he took up the Father's will for his life. He picked up his cross and he carried it daily. And that is what he calls us to do, to pick up our cross and to lay down our selfish desires for our life. And beloved, this is not an easy thing to do. This is a great challenge for me. It's a great challenge for you, because as humans in our human flesh and in our human will and our human nature, we always want to serve ourselves. We always want to satisfy ourselves. We want to do our program, our plan, our way. And when we lay all of that aside and we say, "Jesus, I'm putting you first in my life. I'm going to seek you. I'm going to ask what you want me to do. I'm going to seek you, and then I'm going to knock on the door," and those three things, then represent an escalation or acceleration of your desire to walk with the Lord, an acceleration of your desire to know the kingdom of God. And when you do that, when you deny yourself, Jesus said, whoever desires to save his life will lose it. In other words, the longer and the harder you try to hold on to your own life and your own desires and your own selfish nature, the more you try to hold on to that, the less you're going to be able to hold it onto it. And eventually, God is going to pry your hand open and you're going to have to let go of the things that you hold dear. God is going to pry your hand open and he's going to take things from you against your will, because if you don't voluntarily give them up to the Lord, he will take them against your will. And so when you voluntarily give up to the Lord, Jesus says, whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Well, beloved, I can tell you as a preacher and as someone who has given up a fair amount for the Lord that that is where fulfillment lies. That is where the greatest joy lies, when you give up that which is important to you and you sacrifice. In Mark 10:29, we spoke this scripture last week, but it is so appropriate here. When you leave your farm, when you leave your land, when you leave your business, when you leave your family and those things that are important to you, your mother, your father, and you seek the Lord and you go out and you minister on his behalf and you take the gospel message to those who don't know it, Jesus said you're going to receive that 30, 60, and 100-fold blessing. And you're going to receive it in this age and in the age to come, and eternal life, and also with it persecutions. Because all who follow Jesus Christ, all who call upon the name of the Lord, you will be persecuted. The servant is not greater than the master, so you can expect persecutions. But the fulfillment, when you do that, that 30, 60, and 100-fold blessing, when you seek the Lord, when you lay down your own life, and you seek the Lord, God will bless you, he will fulfill you, he will give you that peace. And when you seek the Lord and you minister on his behalf and you do his will and his blessings in your life, they will come when you cry out to the Lord and when you seek him and when you minister in his behalf. Well, the Lord also challenges us to store up our treasures in heaven and not store up our treasures here on this earth. Matthew 6:19, Jesus said, do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moths nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And no one can serve two masters, verse 24, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And so this man, when he found this treasure, the kingdom of heaven, when he found it in the field, he sold everything that he had. He goes, and for the joy of knowing about that kingdom of heaven, for the joy of receiving that kingdom of heaven, he sold everything that he had, and he went and he bought that field. And that is the kingdom of God. That is the kingdom of heaven here on this earth, that you're willing to give up and you're willing to store up your treasures in heaven. You're willing to set aside money for the kingdom. You're willing to set aside money for missionaries and to send missionaries and to finance orphanage projects and to finance all kinds of ventures in the kingdom. And you can do it willingly. You can do it joyfully. You can do it because you know that the money that you're hanging on to has a better purpose than for you to hang on to it and just buy things with it and just buy entertainment and just buy more and more lavish goods. Materialistic lifestyle doesn't bring satisfaction. It doesn't ultimately bring peace. It doesn't ultimately bring joy. And so when you purchase those things with your money that move the kingdom of God forward, whether it's sending a missionary or supporting your local church or whatever it is, when you support those things with your money, you're sending your money on ahead and you're storing up your treasures in heaven, and no moth and no thief and no rust is going to destroy your money. It will be used to move the kingdom of God forward, and it will be a blessing to the Lord, and it will be a blessing for yourself as well. Well, we're going to look at a couple of examples of denying yourself, picking up your cross and carrying it daily, denying yourself. And one of the examples I'm going to look at is in 1 Kings 19:19, where Elijah, the prophet Elijah, is coming and he encounters Elisha, the son of Shaphat. 1 Kings 19:19. So Elijah departed from there, and he found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he, Elisha, was with the 12th. Then Elijah passed by him and threw his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, "Please let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you." And Elijah said to him, "Go back again, for what have I done to you?" And so Elisha turned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slaughtered them and boiled their flesh using the oxen's equipment, and he gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and followed Elijah, and he became his servant. And so when God put the call on Elisha's life, and when Elijah the prophet passed by in front of Elisha, Elisha knew this was his time, this was his moment, this was his season. And so it is for you out there, beloved. God is calling you right now. There's a great revival stirring in America. There's a revival stirring all across the nations of the earth. We're preaching in Africa right now the message of hope to thousands of people. We're preaching the message of salvation and a message of Jesus' healings and deliverance to many, many people in five nations in Africa. And so this is the time of revival. This is the time for you to get involved in the kingdom of God. This is the time for you to move forward into your calling and into your destiny. The door might not always be open. The door might not stay open for you to move. And you don't know when your last day on this earth is. Beyond that, you don't know when your last day on this earth is. And so the call is for you to get moving right now. The call is for you to pick up your mantle and carry it, and pick up your cross and carry it, and go where God calls you to go. Maybe it's just down the street to visit a neighbor. Maybe it's to go into the prison and minister to the prisoners. Maybe it's to go into the hospital and visit someone who's sick. But the call is for you to go, and the door is open right now, today, this day, for you to go, and this season for you to go. And so I encourage you, whatever God is calling you to do, and through the sound of my voice, I know he's calling you to do something. And he is asking you to give up, to lay down your life, and to give up what you think is important, and to take up the kingdom of God, and to pick up your cross and carry it daily. And just as Elisha, he turned back from Elijah, and he took the yoke of oxen, and he slaughtered them, and he boiled their flesh using the oxen's equipment, and he gave it to the people, and they ate. So Elisha basically threw a big farewell party for himself, and he boiled up his equipment, he boiled up the oxen, and he used his very own equipment to start the fire. And so he basically said, I'm getting rid of my tractor, I'm getting rid of my car, I'm going to store up treasures in heaven. And I'm going to go with this man, Elijah, and I'm going to commit to him. And beloved, when you do that, when you store up your treasures in heaven, God is going to bless you. He's going to elevate you. He's going to accelerate you. And he will move you forward with great haste into the kingdom of God. Well, another example of people giving up for the kingdom, in Matthew 4:18, Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, and he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And then he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they immediately left their nets, and they followed him. And going on from there, verse 21, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them in verse 22, "And immediately they left the boat and their father, and they followed him." Beloved, you might have to leave your mother or your father to really go minister where God calls you to go. You might have to leave your brother or your sister. You might have to leave something that's very important to you. It's been very painful for me to have to give up my farm and give up my farming in the summers. I love to farm. I love to grow the crops. And I've been doing this since I was about 21 years old, growing vegetables and truck crops, and so it's been a somewhat painful experience for me to have to give that up. I love to do it, and yet God has called me to a higher calling. He wants me out there bringing in the harvest. He wants me out there in the harvest fields bringing that in, and I know God is calling you, each one of you listening to me today. He's calling you to give up something very important to you. He's calling you to give up something that has a great meaning to you, something that you like to do. But let me tell you, beloved, there is a higher call for your life. There is a higher purpose for your life. And when you deny yourself, when you pick up your cross and carry it daily, God will bless you and He will fulfill you. He'll give you that peace and that understanding, and He'll give you the joy of serving Him and nothing on this earth of your own will and of your own desire and your own plan. Nothing will satisfy you like going out there and serving the Lord. And just as these four fishermen, they were busy, they were in their wheelhouse, you might say, they were in their vocation, mending their nets, getting ready to go out for the next catch. They had great meaning in their life. They didn't sit around every day wondering what their purpose was in their life. They knew they were fishermen. They knew that they had to go out and fish. And so even with all of that, even with their purpose in life, God spoke to them through Jesus Christ. He spoke to them and He said, "Follow me," and immediately they left their nets, immediately they left their boats, immediately they left their life, and they moved forward to follow Jesus and follow the calling that He had placed upon their life. Well, it's not an easy thing to do. I don't want to paint a picture of it being easy. Whenever we give up, there's always some pain involved. There's always some trial and tribulation involved. The devil will do everything he can to keep you from following the Lord. The devil will do everything he can to keep you from moving into your highest calling and into your destiny. He'll convince you that the kingdom doesn't need you. It doesn't need you to preach. It doesn't need you to lead Bible study. It doesn't need you to lead worship with your music or whatever it is your calling is. The devil will convince you that the kingdom is okay without you. But I want to encourage you, beloved, those of you who are listening to me today, I want to encourage you to move forward into your highest calling and buy that field and buy it. And maybe you have to sell something to buy it. Maybe you have to give up some of your own material possessions. Maybe you have to give up a CD out of your bank account. Maybe you are being called to help finance the orphanage over in Africa. Maybe God is tugging at your heart through the Holy Spirit to help finance that orphanage, and it would mean you might have to cash in a CD, or you might have to take some money out of your savings. That's okay, because God is calling you to store up your treasures in heaven, for wherever your treasure is, there your heart is. And when you give your treasure into the kingdom, then your heart is going to be aligned with the kingdom. When you give your treasure to a missionary or into your local church or to some mission organization, then your heart is aligned with them. Your heart is aligned with God's purpose for that money, with God's purpose for your life and for the life of the people who are going to receive the blessings of the kingdom. Well, I'm going to close today in Psalm 63. It talks about the blessings of the Lord in your life when you sell your possessions or when you give up and you buy that field. It talks about the blessings of the Lord. This is a psalm of David, Psalm 63, verse 3. "Because your loving kindness, Lord, is better than life itself, my lips shall praise you. Thus I shall bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. My soul follows close behind you, and your right hand upholds me. When you follow the Lord Jesus, his hand is going to uphold you, and you're going to be satisfied. You're going to be eating at the banquet table of the Lord, and you'll be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and you will be blessed beyond anything you can think or imagine. And so I encourage you to buy that field, beloved, to buy that field, to contemplate and to meditate on what it means to buy the field and to deny yourself and to pick up your cross and to carry it daily. Psalm 65, verse 9. This talks about the field, really is a picture of the field that is the field of the kingdom of God. In 65, verse 9, you visit the earth and you water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for so you have prepared it. You water its ridges abundantly. You settle its furrows. You make it soft with showers. You bless its growth. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance. They drip on the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys are covered with grain. They shout for joy. Yes, also they sing. And so that is a picture of the field, beloved. The field, the kingdom of God, is a beautiful field. The kingdom of God is a beautiful picture. And so that is God's will, is that you enjoy the blessings of the field that he has. And it may require, again, that you meditate or contemplate selling something that you have and buying that field and giving up your desire, giving up your treasures, giving up your possessions for the blessings of the kingdom in your life and to bless other people as your money and your treasure and your time goes to share the gospel with them, to take care of other people, and to bless them in a way that you can't in your natural, but only God can bless it. He can drip his blessings on the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills then will rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with his flocks, the valleys are covered with grain, and they shall shout for joy. Yes, they shall also sing. Well, I want to invite each and every one of you to partner with this ministry. We've got a great orphanage project going over in Kenya, near Mumias, out in West Kenya. And this project needs your help for us to complete it. This project was begun and birthed about 5 years ago with prayer from the pastor there in Mumias, Pastor Lucas Obanda, and myself. And we saw the need because there's so many children in Africa that don't have parents. And the young girls especially are prey for vultures who prey on them. And the young children need a good home, and there's many in the Mumias area that need a good home, and so God birthed in us this desire to provide a home for 50 children and to give them good Christian teaching in this home and to provide a good diet and good food and good water for them, clothing and schooling. And so this is our desire to build this home, and I invite each and every one of you to come alongside this ministry, to pray about your part. We need the funds and the finances to go ahead and finish this project. And we also are going to be there with the team and doing the work on the orphanage site this summer. And so I pray that you would pray for our strength and for our health as I take a team there to Kenya to work on this orphanage site. And then I'll be going on from there as we speak, as you're hearing me this day. I'll be going on then to Congo and to Burundi to preach the good news of hope to people in those countries. And then I'll be coming back to Kenya to bless the people there in Kilifi with a crusade. We're going to be doing a 3-day crusade out at Kilifi on the coast of Kenya. And so I ask for your prayers. I ask for your partnership with this ministry to move the kingdom of God forward through Gather the Outcast Ministry and to move the kingdom of God forward in your own life as you give up that which is important to you, as you give up and store up your treasures with the kingdom and you buy that field. Well, beloved, this message is for you. this timing is for you. This is your season. This is your time. And this is for you today to give up and to buy that field, that great treasure, and store up your treasure in heaven and be blessed by it and bless others with the desire that you have that they should know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior in their life. Well, I thank you again for listening today. Stay tuned for contact information. We have a great book offer coming up for you. A donation of any amount will get the book to you. Gather the Outcast, Reaching the Lost in Africa. And that's a book with stories about the Africa Crusades of the last 6 years. And you will enjoy reading that. Let me hear from you. Thank you for listening today. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.